There are concerns within the United Nations community that refugees may become victims by default of the tragic events in Paris. Melissa Fleming, chief spokesperson for UNHCR, says that many refugees are fleeing from extremism and terrorism, from the very people who carried out the Paris attacks.
We'd like to emphasize that the overwhelming majority of those coming to Europe are fleeing persecution or the life-threatening effects of conflict and are unable to reach safety in Europe by alternative avenues. Also, precarious situations in the first countries of asylum, the neighboring countries to Syria, are also driving many people to leave for Europe.
UNHCR says that it is deeply concerned by the as yet unconfirmed reports that one of the attackers in Paris might have entered Europe as part of the current influx of refugees. The agency says that it's vital that effective reception, registration and screening mechanisms are in place as soon as refugees arrive in Greece and in Italy. Millions of Syrians have fled to neighbouring countries and to Europe. The United States has promised to take about 10,000 Syrian refugees in the next 12 months. However, following the Paris attacks, more than a dozen US states have said that Syrian refugees are no longer welcome, a move which is yet to be determined if it is legal or not. Melissa Fleming says that the implications of such decisions are far-reaching.
I think it's clear that a world that welcomes Syrians can actually defeat extremism. A world that rejects Syrians, and in particular Muslims, will feed into the propaganda that is strengthening extremist groups like ISIS.
Rupert Colville, spokesperson for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, says that if Friday's attack leads to discrimination and prejudice, then it will be playing straight into the hands of ISIS or ISIL, extremists who want to divide religions and societies.
The only way to defeat ISIL is to join hands across communities, to recognise that the biggest group to suffer at the hands of ISIL are Muslims. Thousands and thousands and thousands of Muslims have been slaughtered, beheaded, tortured, brainwashed, terrorized by ISIL. And European Muslims, if people would listen to them, European Muslim communities are saying they're very ready to help. So it's absolutely senseless, stupid to alienate them, to abuse them, to profile them, to demonize them en masse.
He criticized the way that anti-immigrant politicians and media commentators have used the events in Paris to push their existing agendas and described such a reaction as obscene. Nikki Chadwick, United Nations, Geneva.